I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, the uncanny sport of construction. But first, baseball first arrived in Nicaragua in the late 19th century with a New Orleans retailer peddling bats and balls. The U.S. Marines helped spread the green gospel from the Caribbean to the Pacific when they occupied the country from 1912 to 1933. And despite America's support of the right-wing Contras during Nicaragua's 1980s Civil War, the Nicas still adore our national pastime. Our favorite sport may be anti-imperialism, explained one minister of the revolutionary government the U.S. was trying to undermine, but we love baseball, too. Nicaragua's wars are a distant memory today, but kids still dream of making it to their country's big leagues, or even the major leagues. In the spring of 2012, Ken Schulman visited a youth baseball camp in southern Nicaragua, and he had this story.
The drill may be in Spanish, but the numbers are always the same. Three is first base, four is second in Toledo or Taipei, or here, in the shade of a grandstand in San Juan del Sur, Nicaragua, where local hero Alejandro Noguera walks 30 grade school students through the algebra of their national pastime. Born and raised in this Pacific coast town, Noguera played 15 years in the Nicaraguan major leagues and pitched for his country's national team. Today, the 34-year-old directs the local youth leagues, and twice a year, once in spring and once in fall, he runs this one-week after-school baseball camp. Each camp draws from a single grade school. Campers range in age from 6 to 13 and include both boys and girls. No one who wants to play is turned away.
We don't want anyone to feel excluded or feel frustrated. We want them to learn to say, I can. This is very important. We want all of them to say, I can do this. And once they say that, they have to say, I must. I can do this. I must do this. We want them to learn to be positive, to set goals and to meet them, because that's what you need to do in life.
The baseball camps are sponsored by the Christopher Shadigan Foundation in Burlington, Vermont, and the A. Jean Brugger Foundation in San Juan del Sur. They're held at San Juan's municipal stadium. The field's a jewel, a finely combed diamond ringed by a crew-cut outfield lawn, all carved out of thick jungle brush contained gingerly by chicken wire. You can almost imagine a Nicaraguan shoeless Joe emerging from the palm trees beyond center field.
¿Quién está aquí porque le gusta el béisbol? Levanta la mano.
From the first baseline, Foundation Director Priscilla Orcuyo welcomes 30 students from the Azul y Blanco Elementary School. She asks them if they like baseball. They all raise their hands. She asks if there's anyone who doesn't like baseball. Several raise their hands again. Doesn't like baseball, she repeats, until they understand the question and lower their hands. The kids are a little nervous. It's their first day. Most of the nerves come from excitement. Baseball is el deporte rey in Nicaragua, the king of sports. It's said that Anastasio Somoza Sr., the dictator who rose to power here with American help, once called balls and strikes in Nicaragua's big leagues. But these kids don't know about America's interference, or even that baseball was invented in the U.S. And many adults old enough to remember both don't really care. Norberto Dilarte is a local merchant who plays on a regional team and helps at the baseball camp.
Yes, it's true. We haven't always had good relations with the U.S. government, but this is all politics, and it's all in the past. And these politics don't have any effect on the support we get from the United States for our sport, which is very strong.
Anti-Americanism may be history in much of Nicaragua, but poverty isn't. Despite improvements, Nicaragua remains the poorest country in the Americas after Haiti. The field of dreams that hosts the baseball camp is light years from this ragged scrap of pasture next to the Azul y Blanco school, where students play baseball during recess. Home plate here is a fragment of crumbling brick. Students slither through rusted barbed wire to retrieve foul balls, careful not to tear their white and blue school uniforms.
A veces un 20%, un 10%, según las posibilidades que sus padres tengan.
The students' life prospects aren't much more florid than the playing field. One teacher here estimates that fewer than 20% of the school's 60 students will go on to high school, less than half the national average.
No, la mayoría solo van al mar.
The majority of them will do what people here have always done, work as fishermen, in construction, or work the fields, struggling to feed their families.
A few, the lucky few, may find jobs in town as taxi drivers, waiters, or hotel maids. San Juan del Sur is a newly minted lodestone for surfers and global nomads looking for an edgy but safe third world adventure. Hotels in the center offer hot showers and high-speed internet. At night, travelers in beachfront restaurants chat in German, English, and French, while a Latin pop mix clashes with the live folk rock playing next door. MLB games unfold in pantomime across giant flat screens. The music's a little different a few kilometers away, here in the barrio of San Rafael del Valle. Maria Magdalena Gonzaga sells used clothes out of the three-room cinder block home she shares with her 9 children. She's thrilled that her daughter Soshari and son Lenin Jose were chosen for the baseball camp, thrilled for them and for herself.
My children aren't dying of hunger, thank God. But there are so many things I can't give them. They're always asking if they can play baseball, but they don't have shoes. At the camp, they have shoes. As a mother, I love it. They get to play. And I get a break from worrying about money and a break from this very stressful life.
A few doors down, Alvaro Navarro relaxes in the afternoon shade beneath his home's corrugated metal overhang. Navarro studied at the local university for 3 years before dropping out to support his family. Today he drives a taxi in town. 2 weeks ago, the teachers at Blanco y Azul asked his 9-year-old son, Jean, whether he wanted to participate in the baseball camp.
It's important that my children do more than I was able to do. To do this, we have to give them confidence, in school, at home, on the playing field. When my son was invited to join the baseball camp, he knew to say yes, because you don't ask yourself whether you want to when an opportunity comes your way, you just say yes.
For those who grew up with them, baseball and its numbers are strangely reassuring. 7 is left field, 8 is center, in Manila, Montreal, and Managua. But there are other numbers here in Nicaragua. 79.9, for example, the percent of the population that lives on $2 a day or less. Numbers that perhaps can't be revised by simply chanting 4 to 6 to 3.
Angelo, el pitcher que número es. Perfecto. Aplauso para Angelo.
For a few of these kids, the baseball camp may prove to be a turning point, the place where they learned the skills and focus they needed to forge ahead. For most of them, it's 5 days of fun in baseball, and nothing but 5 days of fun in baseball. But for all of them, this chance to play on a real field and be coached by a real professional will make a beautiful memory. And even in wealthy countries, beautiful memories aren't easy to come by.
Segunda base, número 4, perfecto.
For Only a Game, I'm Ken Schulman.
Okay.